Local 107.3 FM presents the mixtape.
Welcome to another arousing edition of the mixtape, live from the TJ Connon Student Center on the University of New Brunswick St. John campus, every Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. on local 107.3 FM and across the nation, thanks to the NCRA Program Exchange and RadioForAll.net, as well as the iTunes podcasting service to the rest of the world. Got all kinds of great stuff coming up for you tonight. If you're tuning in for the program for the very first time, I try my best to bring you the latest and greatest tunes with a heavy focus on Canadian and maritime musicians. And I was trying to think of how I was going to start the show this week. Last week, I had ended the show with a pretty cool experimental artist called Mid Pines. And in reading a review of Earshot, there was a good suggestion that it was a good kickoff to or end to any playlist. So I had originally thought that, you know, last week ending it with that, maybe this week I would start with that. But then I got distracted by a tweet from an artist that we've played on the show before, St. John native David R. Elliott, which was a link to a track off of his new record, which we, of course, have at the station, called Rearrange, and a link to the track Shadows with hashtag best song to have sex to. So right away I knew that's a song I have to play on the radio show. I haven't played this tune on the radio show before. I played a couple other different songs, so we're going to kick off with that, and that has swayed the direction of this program to sort of start off with a heavy focus on St. John and maritime artists for the first little while. Here we're going to hear from David R. Elliott first, then Wayne Hansen, and a track from his new record, his debut record, called Memories of East Africa, and another song that we haven't played on the show before called Hold On. And last week I brought you the new Gianna Lauren record called On Personhood. We listened to tracks 2 through 4, and we're going to listen to a track that we didn't play called Anchor Down, where a really cool video, live video, was released today on southernsouls.com, which, if you don't know of it, is a pretty cool Canadian blog, mostly with lots of really great reviews and fairly regularly some live sessions recorded, and I believe out of Toronto. And Gianna is currently on tour on the East Coast, so check out any shows that might be in your area. I have a little bit of a pile going here as well. We might hear from John Drum and the Congregation. We're going to hear from Joshua Van Tassel, Quiet Parade, and The Burning Hell, and a few other maritime groups to start off the show. And that should take us a little ways in, but I have lots of other stuff prepared as well. Lots of things to bring you from CJSW, which is the campus and community radio station in Calgary. And they do a really great job at sending submitted musicians music across the country to different campus and community radio stations. And a lot of it is some really fine, great stuff. And we're going to play you a few artists that we haven't played on the program before, and at least one or two that I really enjoyed that we've played in the past, including Joanna Borromeo, whose new record came out last week and we've played a few times since back in January when it arrived at the station. And just trying to give it a little bit more support because it's a really cool neo-soul record that I enjoy a lot. And she asked, if we would keep getting it to people's ears because it's finally out for people to purchase, and I want you to own that record. So that'll give you a little bit of thought towards where we're going to go here over the next 2 hours. But otherwise, sit back, relax, do whatever you enjoy doing while you listen to fine Canadian tunes. Here is David R. Elliott, and as he says, a great song, the best song even, to have sex to, according to him, from his new record, Rearrange. This is Shadows. Thank you.
tight and I'll make you mine.
Hold on.
that was Anchored Down by Jenna Lauren from her new EP called On Personhood. It is on Forward Music Group, and you should definitely check it out. It is a really strong EP from start to finish, and I really enjoyed it a lot. So definitely get your hands on that one, and we'll for sure be hearing from her continuing on the program in the future. Before that, you heard Wayne Hansen and a track from Memories of Africa called Hold On, and then David R. Elliott with a track from his new album Rearrange called Shadows. And we've been sort of starting off with a maritime look at new records from some really fine artists, and we're going to keep on going in that direction with Moncton's John Jerome and the Congregation and his new record Ask Not What I Can Do For You But What We Can Do Together, and a track from that record called The Current. We're going to hear a track from Joshua Van Tassel from Halifax's new album Dream Date, and also from Halifax Quiet Parade and their new EP Old Haunts. We'll hear tracks from each of those releases, but first, here is The Current by John Jerome and the Congregation. You're listening to The Mixtape.
With the current.
cold and familiar wind. I may be young in age, but I'm old in heart, and I'm beginning to fall apart.
Closing track from their new EP, Old Haunts. That was Quiet Parade and a track called Feel Young. Before that, you heard Companion by Joshua Van Tassel and The Current by John Jerome and The Congregation. We're about halfway into the first hour of the mixtape, a two-hour program bringing you the latest and greatest in Canadian music and more, when with the pretty heavy focus on maritime tunes in the first half an hour of the program so far. We're going to give you one more before sort of taking a little bit of a different turn across the other end of the country. We're going to first play a song for you from an album that I've enjoyed quite a bit from the few songs that I have heard, but I actually haven't had the chance yet to give it a real full listen, aside from just playing songs on the program. And I had a suggestion from another DJ about a really cool track on this record. This record is basically all about, you know, different groups of people, their songs with titles such as Grown-Ups, Amateur Rappers, Realists, Sentimentalists, Wallflowers, Industrialists, and more. And one of the tracks on here is a longer one. It's called Barbarians. And from what I was told, it's about the journey of a barbarian trudging across on the way to war and that sort of thing. So we'll check that out. And it should be pretty cool. It is from the new record from Newfoundland, The Burning Hell, and their new record, People. And that'll conclude our journey across the Maritimes today, starting off with a few individuals right here where the program is produced in St. John, New Brunswick, and closing out in Newfoundland, which I always argue is a part of the Maritimes, even though some people would say that they're not. But I mean, if they're not a part of the Maritimes, then what sector of the country are they a part of? So if nothing else, they're honorary Maritimers and cool folks. Then we're going to move on to, as I started talking about at the beginning of the program, we always get some really great records from the Calgary campus and community radio station CJSW. And looking through some CDs I wanted to play today, I realized that I was picking out quite a few from Calgary, and I'm not sure if they all came from that station's packs they send out necessarily, but there's definitely some really cool stuff happened in that sector of the city. And after you hear from The Burning Hell, I'm going to move on to an artist who creates music under the name Golden BC, but it is the latest album from Brian Afrendi, and it is called Just Take It. And I'm just going to read you a little bit from what he has to say about the record on his website. It is an album that follows the effect of a death by overdose and the subsequent cover-up on a group of addicts, and each song on the album explains the death from a different perspective, including the dealers, a witness, and friends in charge of dumping the body. And that is a song called The Idiots. We're not going to play that one. We're going to play a song which is described as, after all is said and done, one man remains racked with guilt, haunted by the weight of what he has done. And that is in a song called Can't Go Home. And we're going to hear that following Barbarians by The Burning Hell right here on The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM.
In the age of the barbarians, when people met with scary ends, by bear bite or by battle axe, it was super violent to the max. There lived a little Viking boy. He was his father's pride and joy. His mother died in childbirth, and where her blood fell on the earth, there grew a tree with thorns as strong as boar's teeth, and tiny flowers with petals pink as boar's meat. And the sages foretold a certain grisly destiny to the one who should ever harm the tree. You know the dad, he was mighty sad, oh, but he knew that something bad was being foreshadowed. So he packed up his newborn kid, said, we're getting out of here, and then that's what they did. He wandered wastelands day and night, axe in left hand, kid in right, over desolate and frozen fjords, till Loki said, I'm getting bored. He went to Earth to fight the lonely Viking. The dad fell down, but he was only Psy King. He played dead, and then when Loki wasn't ready, he slashed out with his axe and blood rained down like red confetti. Well, Loki said, you got me bad. I never thought I could get beaten by a single dad, but I'm a good sport, and I'll grant you this. Yes, I'm gonna grant you your most precious wish. Dad knew it was was a toughie, he was being asked. He thought of wishing for new bearskins or a bigger axe. He thought of wishing for riches or enemies lying in the ditches. He even thought about the classic wish for a thousand wishes. Then he looked into the eyes of his mini Viking son. Said, I know this wish is kind of weak, but I think that it's the one. We've been wandering for ages and we're frozen to the bone. It's time we found a new place to call home. Loki laughed and said, okay, there's some houses there around the bay. If you can fight their 20 strongest men, I think for sure they'll let you in. Dad gave Loki a scowl and a frown, picked up his kid from off of the ground, and he set out around the bay. And when he got to the gates, he shouted up, hey, hello, you good people of this peaceful-looking village. I'm not here to burn or burgle, I'm not here to rape or pillage. Just a lonely single father with a little Viking toddler. I could fight all y'all with one hand, but why go to all the bother? Well, many years went by the way they do. The dad grew older and the kid did too. One day dad said, son, I think I'm deathly ill. You better put me on that burning boat, you know the drill. The kid was bummed out, but who wouldn't be? He lit the fire and sent his dad up to his destiny. His friends all told him to get on with life. The best thing to do was to go take a wife. So he went out a raid and met a beautiful maid and told her, trust me, it's true love, though it seems like enslavement. Although privately, she disagreed. She had no choice but to be his bride-to-be. She came back to his Viking lair, said, excuse me while I fix my hair. And once inside the Viking Salte Bay, she put a curse upon her husband's name. Then she came out, said, this just won't do. This place needs paint and renovations too. I must have the finest house in town. After all, you burned my old one down. He was all, baby, don't worry, and he set off in a hurry. Said, the sun is my judge, and the stars is my jury. I won't stop till I've got the finest things to be got. My arms are strong, I can carry a lot. He wandered wastelands day and night, till at last a village, it came in sight. There were no people to be found, so he stole the nicest stuff around. He felt the Viking word for cool, with his arms full of furs and fine jewels. But just as he was heading home, he felt a chill run through his bones. He turned and saw a thorny tree, with flowers pink as boar's meat. He dropped his furs and jewels and said, my wife must have these flowers for our wedding bed. But oh, it all went so wrong, I know you knew all along. It was the same tree I mentioned at the start of the song. When he picked a single flower, he unleashed an evil power. Its petals turned bloody and its fragrance turned sour. He was young, but he could tell that this wouldn't end well. So like a brave little Viking, he didn't cry or yell. He said, it's ashes to ashes and it's dust to dust. And if I must go, I must, it's Valhalla or bust. With a crack and a crash, he was gone in a flash, and all that was left was a pile of pink ash. To this day, believe me, if you look, you will see two thorny trees growing where just one used to be.
That was Golden BC, which is a project from Brian Offredi, and his new record called Just Take It is out now, so definitely go pick it out. I forgot to include the fantastic closing line to his press bio when I was giving you some information there off the jump, and it includes that Brian has never dumped a body, but if he had to, he'd do it in Calgary, the city where he currently works, performs, and lives. So there's that. Take that however you please. Before that, you heard from The Burning Hell and their new record, People. You heard a track called Barbarians. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you live every week from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, and across Canada and the globe, thanks to many services, including the National Campus Radio Association Program Exchange, RadioForAll.net, and the iTunes Podcasting Service. So check it out at your leisure whenever you like. We're going to close out the program with a couple of tracks by Barnaby Bennett, who I almost told you was who I misspokenly told you was who you were listening to when you were really listening to Golden BC, because I was just really looking forward to bringing it your way. And now you're really going to hear it. We're going to play the lead track from this record, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it as well. It is a record called Shadows and Reflections, an Anthology, and it is a Kaleidoscope 20-track collection of folk, psych, and pop music from this Calgarian musician, which includes collaborations with M. Geddes Gengras, Nashville Session Legends, Charlie McVoy, Wayne Moss, Jim Isbell, Russ Hicks, who has worked with Ween and Bob Dylan, and Johnny Cash's niece, Laurie Carter Bennett. And yeah, we're going to start off with the lead track from this called The Satisfied Mind, and perhaps at least one or two more tracks, depending on how much time we have here, about 10 minutes to the top of the hour, before or after which we will take a break. So stay tuned, and here is Barnaby Bennett.
Mystery girl, now's the time for you to make your move. But love's like the ocean, keeps coming in waves. Blessed devotion with both the hearts we gave. Close together like petals on the flowers. It's not a dream, hour after hour. Oh, mystery girl, mystery girl. Now's the time for you to make a move. I wanted you, I've dreamed of you all my life. I wanted you, I've dreamed of you all my life. I wanted you, I've dreamed of you all my life. I wanted you, I've dreamed of you.
That was two tracks from the Barnaby Bennett anthology, 20 tracks on this, and it's called Shadows and Reflections. That was a song called Mystery Girl and A Satisfied Mind. And that's about it for the first hour of the program. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with another hour of fine campus and community radio and loads of Canadian tunes. Stay tuned.